Setatran Harrison Ashu Tiku.
Good morning, Sheta Bile. Karatekas from 8 African countries will tomorrow begin to compete against each other at the Mfandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé in the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship. 33 karatekas are going to represent Cameroon in the championship that is also a qualifier for the Africa Karate Championship to take place in September in Tunisia. In the meantime, the official opening ceremony of the event is programmed today. In football, current Elite One champions Victoria United of Limbe will host Samatek FC of Ghana in the first preliminary round of the 2024-2025 CAF Champions League. The first leg of the match will be played between the 16th to the 18th of August in Cameroon, while the second leg is scheduled between the 23rd to the 25th of August. In the meantime, the 2023 Cup of Cameroon winner Fuvu Club of Baham will lock hands with Peninsville FC of Liberia in the second round of the 2024-2025 CAF Confederation Cup. The first leg will be played between the 13th to the 15th of September in Liberia, while the return leg is programmed to between the 20th to the 22nd of September in Cameroon. Still in football, the winner of the 2024 Women's Cup of Cameroon will be known tomorrow when five-time winners Louvmin Prof take on the current cup holders Leke Fi. Ben Collins Nweberwo reports that it's going to be a tough encounter.
As cup holders, the champions of Cameroon in the 2022-2023 season and runners-up this year, Leke football girls qualified directly for the quarterfinals of the Cup of Cameroon. Coach Stefan Zana and team were paid in the round of last eight against Vision of Yaoundé. They thrashed the team from the nation's capital 3-0 to advance to the semis, a difficult semi-final against Eclair Football Girls of SA. Both sides separated on a 1-1 draw after regular time, and current cup holders Leke Football Girls booked their place in the final after edging Eclair 5-4 during post-match penalties. What a way to pay tribute to the fallen president of Leke, Nkwa Luke, whose cups are pending burial. For the five-time cup winners of Cameroon, Louvmin Prof, coach Narcisse Basilikeng and team, who finished fifth in the championship, began at the zonal level. They defeated the girls of the National Football Academy 5-0 before winning Omazong Football Club of Marwa by 4-4. Louvs grabbed a ticket to the final after thrashing Azzak Girls of Douala 5-0 in the round of last four. The two teams are just 90 minutes away from winning yet another trophy of the Cup of Cameroon this Saturday in Yaoundé.
Ben Collins knew it very well. Here are the 5 and 9 fixtures of the National Handball Championship coming up this weekend. On Saturday in Obala, Tigres of Batanga will take on fans. In Betwa, Soleil Levang men's team will play against Patriots of Yaoundé. Three matches will take place in Boya. UB men's team will host Friendship in the first match at 10 a.m. After the match, UB ladies will entertain Takers of Yaoundé. Meanwhile, at 1 p.m., Veto HB of Boya men's team welcomes fans of Yaoundé. On Sunday in Douala, Renaissance of Douala will entertain Fab men's team. The other fixtures will be played next Wednesday and Thursday. Meanwhile, following the draw of the Handball Cup of Cameroon, which took place in Yaoundé yesterday, here are the 8 finals fixtures to begin on the 20th of July. In the men's category, Jeunesse HB Bafoussam will play against Renaissance of Douala. University of Douala will host FAP. Bambili will entertain Friendship. The representative of the Central Region will take on UB. Buffalo of Noon will clash with Soleil Levang. Veto HB will play against Patiat, while the defending champions fans are exempted from the round. In the women's category, US Isam of Bafoussam will play against UB. Representative of the Central Region will host Dynamic of Bokito. H4C Bambili will play against Diva of Bafoussam. Fovu of Baham will clash with Yuk. Fab will play against Soleil Levang. Douala HB welcomes Tigres of Bachanga. The winners of the last two editions, Takers and fans, are exempted from this round. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News, read by Harrison Ashutiku. Back to you, Shetabilem.